think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. The Black Box Theater at McHenry County College will be presenting an original virtual production entitled Unstable Connections, a collection of Zoom plays. The plays will be available for viewing Friday, April 30th, Saturday, May 1st, and Sunday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. on the MCC YouTube channel located at www.mchenryedu/live. Joining me today to talk about this collection of plays is director Jay Geller and two of the stars, April Noel and Heather Bilecki. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, Jay, I'm going to start with you. What was the initial idea that led to the creation of Unstable Connections?
Well, obviously, you know, I don't know if you knew there's this pandemic thing going around. They weren't going to let us do any theater this year, of course, and do any productions. And I had been doing a lot of research on, you know, what we could do. So we decided in the fall not to do anything, but I really wanted to do something in the spring. Because as we all know, those of us who are involved in theater, it's always nice to take a break. But when we can't do it anymore, we're getting into this bad place where we need to do some theater. So I was doing some research on whether to try to direct a play that we would be, you know, filming, so to speak. Or somebody came up with an idea, suggested that maybe we can do something original. And then I kind of ran with that. And then thought, what if we do original plays, not just original plays, but original Zoom plays? Since we are recording them over Zoom anyway, why don't we just go with what's going on right now and all the different ways that people are communicating over Zoom and different relationships and different things? So then I decided to reach out to some former students, some current students, and people in the community, like yourself, of course, to write some of these plays. And I got 7 of them, and we were able to produce 5 of them. So that's kind of the impetus for it. And it's been a great experience. It was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. I was actually finding myself looking forward to rehearsals in the evening and talking and working with the different people. We have a wonderful array of students, alums, and community members in our play. So I'm very excited.
Now, how many plays are in Unstable Connections?
There are 5.
Okay.
There are 5.
Is there an emotional through line that kind of connects everything together?
Well, yes. I think it's about people's relationships and just how communication is just so important, regardless of how we do it, whether it's face-to-face or whether it's looking at each other on the screen on Zoom. And it's the same things. And the plays all address things like that. I mean, we have a couple plays about relationships. We have plays, a play about an entire relationship that takes place over Zoom, from dating to marriage to end. We have just the uniqueness of how people explore and look for things that maybe they just can't find in real life or in reality by going on Zoom. And I think the idea of just people needing each other in relationships is one of the big through lines that I found with these 5 plays.
Well, let's talk about each one of these shows. First, since we have April and Heather here, why don't we talk about the 2 plays that they are in first? April, can you tell us a little bit about the play that you are in and the character that you play?
Sure. I play in Breakout. I'm playing Lydia, the female of the duo. It's really about the connection over Zoom. I think it's relatable, not just because of the pandemic, but also relatable because a lot of people are trying to meet other people through dating apps. So they're not going out seeking it. They're seeking it via swiping right or reading a profile or taking a test online to see who they might be compatible with. But then it also shows the connection through a barrier. I still consider it a barrier, through Zoom technology, not being face to face, for lack of a better word, flesh to flesh, and having that connection and then having the breakdown of the connection.
And Jay, who is this selection written by?
That one, thank you, is written by Lauren Lugo.
And who else is in the cast?
I'm sorry?
Who else is in the cast in that one?
In the cast is Jake Seeley.
Oh, great. I love Jake. And Jay, is there a message behind this play?
I think it's just all relationships sometimes just go through a process. They have a beginning, they have a middle, and they have an end. And the cool thing about theater and what we're doing is we can do it all in about a good 10 minutes.
Now, April, I know that you do a lot of background work when you take on a role. What are some of the character decisions that you are most proud of with this role?
Oh, the fact that she stalked him a little bit online, but she wasn't going to tell him. there are little hints, bits and parts of the script that hinted that she kind of says, oh yeah, I took a little bit of your profile and I just saw it and I kind of swiped, thought no big deal. But there's little things that she says and does that suggest there's a little bit more than just that. And unfortunately, I've been in relationships with beginnings, middles, and ends. So.
Now, April, do you feel that you got to exercise some acting muscles with this character?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. I had told Jay in the beginning I had been doing some stuff via Zoom, and it was more of imitation work rather than discovery and acting and growth. I was extremely excited to have a character that I could make my own.
And do you feel anything extra knowing that you were the first one to interpret this role?
You know, there was part of it has pressure and some of it has less pressure. Less pressure because there wasn't someone better than me who did it first. And then I have to either make the decision to do it as they did it or make it my own. So there's less pressure there, but then there's added pressure of, yeah, I have to create this character and I have to create a character that's relatable to other people. It hasn't been done before. So I get to build the house, but I get to build the house.
Jay, what made you cast April in this particular role?
Oh, it's an interesting question. I thought she had the right quality for this. I did want someone who, you know, might know something about relationships and, you know, be able to draw on their own life and things like that. And of course, I've worked with April before, a couple times before, and I know how wonderful she is as an actor. And so I knew she would do a wonderful job.
Now, Heather, you are in a play, Someone Nice Like You, that I wrote. So I'm really excited to talk to you. Can you tell us, for our audience, a little bit about the play and the character you play?
Sure. So, yeah, I play Jenna, and she is a sex chat worker. And she is speaking with a man going by the name of Bruce, which I don't think that's his real name, but it's fine. But his name is Bruce, and he basically is on the sex chat website, and I look like his daughter. So he wants to start talking to me and he doesn't want any sexual, you know, things happening. He just simply wants to talk. So it's interesting in that sense of, you know, my character is like, this guy actually wants to talk and doesn't want me to take my clothes off. Like, what is this? But yeah, that's basically the rundown.
What was the biggest challenge of bringing Jenna to life?
I guess it's the barrier of the Zoom thing, because I've played similar roles. As Jay knows, I've played I played a Kit Kat girl in Cabaret. I've played April, a character named April, in the Hot L Baltimore, which were these, like, you know, sex worker type characters. I've had this experience before, but it was just interesting to do it in a way of you know, there's a barrier with that. It's on the internet, you know? So it's just a different type of, you know, it's film, it's not live. So you have to find a way to, you know, in my character sense, flirt with the audience and get that energy via a camera.
And did you learn anything about yourself playing this character?
You know, I would say I did. I would say I did in the fact that, you know, Jenna is very relatable to me. And I genuinely just felt in her character that, you know, she's genuinely just somebody who is just trying to do the best she can by having to do something like this, you know, and it's something that is often seen as degrading. And, you know, I actually used to be a shot girl in a club, and I did that to put myself through college. So it was very relatable, but it also was in the sense of some of the lines she has, like that I used to not tell people that. I used to be very hush hush about it. And I'm like, that's not something I should be ashamed of. Like, I literally put myself through college and I'm not ashamed of what I had to do it. And I feel like she's kind of the same way. So.
Yeah. Now, Jay, what was it about Heather that made you know that she was the right one for this role?
Well, I was looking for someone who I thought could handle the role. I was, you know, at auditions, there was, for example, one person who told me no, that they wouldn't, like, in the audition form, that no, please don't consider me for this kind of role. So I went out and I thought of people who I would like to, again, to work with. And again, same thing, I've worked with Heather before. It's been a while, but I thought Heather might be someone who would be able to do this. And again, I was also looking for someone who could find the pathos of this role and find some of the emotion of this, because I think that the role of Jenna has to be someone who can relate to, in this case, Bruce and what he's saying, and kind of drop that facade of who she is at the very, very start of the scene, and then who she becomes, and then we see the real her, as Heather was talking about. And I thought Heather could bring that to the character.
And who's Heather's co-star?
It's a gentleman by the name of Dale Hansen, who is actually a returning student that I have in my class right now. And so, and he did a very, very nice job.
And for auditions, did you do the auditions in person or was that via Zoom as well?
100% over Zoom.
Wow. Okay.
Everything that we did was over Zoom.
And how does someone nice like you fit into the overall collection of plays?
Well, I think that, again, we go back to that idea of different kinds of communication and different relationships that people form with each other. And then the different needs that people have for each other. So, for example, one of the other plays, the story of Giovanni, is about a therapist trying to help a young man. And so, and in this case, it ends up that Jenna is ending up helping this elder man, Bruce, who has lost his daughter and is just looking for some kind of contact, some kind of something to fill that empty space that his daughter, that not having his daughter in his life has left him, where he's so desperate, he's going just to find people that might remind him of her and just to tell somebody about his situation.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today we are discussing the virtual production Unstable Connections, a collection of Zoom plays that is available for view Friday, April 30th, Saturday, May 1st, and Sunday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. Central on the McHenry County College YouTube channel located at www.mchenry.edu/live. Today, I'm joined by director Jay Geller and two of the stars of the productions, April Noel and Heather Balaki. Now, Jay, the third story that you're talking about, Story of Giovanni, what is that about?
So the Story of Giovanni, which was written by Adrian Nuno, is about a young man who is going to therapy with a new therapist and doing it for the first time over Zoom. And so we see how this young man who is having, you know, many issues, like many young people who are dealing with the pandemic and dealing with relationships and not being able to see their friends and their relationships falling apart, dealing with a therapist who they really don't want to talk to at the beginning of this play, but then they end up warming up to later on. Go ahead, please.
And who are the actors in it?
The therapist is played by Shannon Mayhall.
Oh, lovely.
And the young man is played by C.J. Arevalo.
Okay. And what stands out the most about this play?
I like the idea of how this therapist has to adapt to this young man, young boy of the 21st century. And they're obviously thinking it's going to go one way, and he starts saying things that they're not expecting. And she is a little bit taken aback by it, but working to try to help him. And she does at the end. And I think it's a nice, again, the interesting thing about many of these plays is that we're able to condense these entire stories and themes and morals in just a matter of 7 to 10 minutes with each one.
How did you meet that challenge? I mean, that's a mighty challenge to try to meet.
Well, part of it was the excellence of the playwrights, yourself and Lauren and Adrian, what they gave me to work with. And then part of it was the actors and just making it work. And obviously I kind of gave us parameters of what I would like the plays to be about and kind of how they would, you know, the timeline and just about something and relationships over Zoom. And I am not a micromanager when it comes to any of these things. So I like to just work with what people give me like that. And it just worked out. Just everybody did what they were supposed to do. And that's what makes a beautiful production, whether it's live or whether it's Zoom.
Heather, did you learn anything about yourself in this process?
I think, I learned, I guess, theater is it can be done in numerous ways. And I learned, you know, that it's something that could be explored more. I mean, obviously like doing theater live, but it's different, you know? And as somebody who has a degree in theater, I've never done something like this before. So it was just really cool to be able to do something that was just as unique as this. And, you know, I think I learned mostly that there are challenges with being, you know, on like a different type of theater like this. There are definitely challenges that you do not have when you're, you know, live in front of an audience, and just learning how to cope with that and overcoming those obstacles and just taking on this whole different perspective of what a, you know, online setting for theater would be.
Now, April, you have some experience in film and television. Do you find that working on video allows you a more intimate performance?
I wouldn't say that it's more intimate, but it is very different. There's a different way that you have to make a connection, and you have to work a little bit harder because you don't get what I would consider vibes from the other person as easily.
And Jay, what is the fourth play of the collection?
So the fourth and the fifth are a kind of a play and then a sequel. So it's two plays that I actually wrote. And it's like, they're called Don't Leave Me. And then originally Don't Leave Me Part Two. Don't Leave Me is about a young couple who are breaking up. And then Part Two is the young man trying to get her father to talk her into going back with him, in the second one. So they're attempted comedies. So we'll see how they've done a great job. And those, Don't Leave Me Part One features Ethan Sherman and Haley DeSico. And Part Two is again Ethan Sherman. He's the only one who's in two of them. He continues his role. And Paul Lockwood as the father.
Awesome. Okay. Now, Jay, as a film piece of entertainment, how was your directing approach different than it's been for something presented on stage?
I tried to emphasize some of the, and I'll use the word that you were talking about with April, some of the intimacy, but I also wanted people to look at each other in the screen. You know, I kept saying, look at that person, look at their eyes, look at their face. What are they giving you? What are you still respond? Because you can still see them. And as we know, acting in its core is acting is reacting. It's reacting to what you get. So I tried to keep true to those ideas of, just basic acting fundamentals, because we're not doing different shots. We're not cutting away. We're not doing different takes. Each one of these is filmed live. So there's no edits in them from start to finish. So I tried to approach it the same way as I would any other scene, except of course that we have, we're in two different rooms. Now we did have some issues with some glitches, you know, with the Zoom glitches, with some of them. And of course, sometimes the glitch would happen during an important line or important word. So we have to film the whole thing over again, but that's the, it's like shooting Birdman, no cuts. You got to do the start from finish, you know, to the end.
And how long did it take to shoot the entire production?
We did them. I did them individually. So I shot, did them over a week. So each one had an, each group had a night. So we did it over 5 nights. And then one of them we had to do over again because it, one person was glitching too much.
Couldn't
make it work like a basic Zoom thing.
And how long is the entire production?
About an hour.
Okay, great. And for those who want to tune in to watch it, how would they do that?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question.
How if somebody wants to watch these, this collection of shows, how would they tune in?
So it's going to be, again, as you said, on Friday and Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. on the MCC YouTube Live channel. www.mcc.edu/live, and they're going, it's going to run those three times, and then we're going to hopefully post it, there's still some question about this, on our Black Box Theater page on Facebook. So after that, so if people want to watch it there, they'll be able to do that, but we hope they tune in sometime over the weekend.
And what are the future projects looking like for MCC?
For our fall production, which we just got semi-approval to go ahead and start to work on, we're going to do a play called Puffs by Matt Cox, which is a takeoff, a satire on Harry Potter. So looking forward to that.
Neat. And Heather, what do you have coming up next?
Oh, gosh, what do I have coming up next? Nothing anytime soon. Honestly, I'll probably audition for Puffs because that sounds awesome. You know, I try to keep myself as involved with it as I can. I have a Twitch channel and I like, it's basically performing there. Honestly, you have an audience and you have to keep talking and keep them entertained. But other than that, you know, there's just been so much, you know, limited with the whole pandemic. You know, as soon as I get those opportunities, like I'm absolutely going to take them. That's one of the main reasons I wanted to do this, just because, you know, Jay reached out to me and I was just like, absolutely, like I need some theater in my life, let's do it.
April, what do you have on the coming up next?
Oh goodness, I don't have anything completely scheduled. I'm in talks with a cinematographer to shoot a short that I've written. And then I've written a full length script that I'm looking to film in the next year. And I have a lot more ideas in my giant book of big ideas that I'm looking to do. And then I'm absolutely on the lookout for auditions for theater because I miss that stage so much.
Jay, what did you learn in this process?
I think that, theater is theater. And I found that one of the things that surprised me more than anything of doing this was just how well everybody still was able to work together. You know, there was still within each group, of course, because nobody, you know, the five different groups didn't work together, but within each group, that ensemble and that people really cared and they worked really hard to make this a success. And again, the principles, the ensemble, all those things that why we do theater still applies. And I've really enjoyed it. I'm really proud of what we've done.
And do you think that there's going to be room for more Zoom productions in the future for MCC?
There could be. There could be. We can take things in a different direction. I think the need to be just back live and the need to just be back in the theater would just be wonderful. I still need to take down the set from last year.
Oh, wow.
We need to get in there. So I'm looking forward to that. There's nothing like live theater. I mean, movies and television, everything, it's great acting, but there's just something about the theater that's special. And I can't wait to get back to doing it.
And April, with this production, Did you really feel that you that you were creating something new?
I think I did. I think something new, as in it's new to everyone, and it's something new that everyone can relate to. But the story itself is an old one, so it's. I guess it's relatable to anyone, whether they use technology or not, they'll understand. And then people who are now using technology to do this will understand.
And Jenna, you said that Bruce is probably not your co-star's name. Is Jenna your character's real name?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I never gave my real name when I actually used to work in the club I worked at. Never gave out my real name. Like, just no. It's like rule number one of, like, you know, doing stuff like that. Don't give your real name because people will try to find you.
You have been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Today, my guests have been Heather Bilecki, April Noel, and Jay Geller of Unstable Connections, a collection of Zoom plays being presented online by the Black Box Theater at McHenry County College. You can view the performances on Friday, April 30th, Saturday, May 1st, and Sunday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. Central on the MCC YouTube channel, which is located at www.mchenry.edu/live. Heather, April, Jay, it has been an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to see the fruits of your labors. Thank you so much for joining with me, and to all my listeners, I hope you will check out Unstable Connections. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Having us.